Thank you, Madam Moderator. Allow me on the outset to express our appreciation to the panelists who have delivered a very comprehensive presentation and also a powerful argument on the importance of localization in delivering a more effective humanitarian assistance. Coming from a country that has been frequently experiencing numerous and various types of disasters, I can assure you that Indonesia has learned so much that coordination between local and national authorities is very crucial, not only in disaster response period, but also throughout the process of preparedness and mitigation. In 2018 alone, Indonesia have experienced yet another series of tsunami, earthquakes, and liquefaction in Palu. It caused thousands of lives and hundreds of thousands of people affected. However, due to a better preparation, we can reduce the life toll by significant amount compared to the previous years. The number of death and missing persons was significantly reduced from 165,795 to 3,324. The number of people affected and displaced were scaling down from more than 500,000 to 200,000 people. The number of houses severely damaged are also reduced significantly. I agree with you that one life loss is still too many. However, we could see that the impact of having a better coordination between national and local authorities and local actors have significantly contributed in reducing the numbers of the lives and economic loss. Indonesia is trying its best to reduce it even more with better policy formulation and empowerment of national and local strategies to implementing DRR in its development agenda. Excellencies, Indonesia take notion of national and local strategies in DRR very seriously. Our president has specifically instructed six priorities in disaster risk reduction, where the core mechanism boils down to two important action plans, namely the empowerment of local authorities and communities in taking the lead for the disaster risk reduction process, especially by developing disaster management strategies at local levels. Secondly, to include, engage, involve, and empower multi-stakeholders in the societies in disaster risk reduction efforts at local levels, especially women, children, and persons with disabilities. In strengthening our efforts to build a better coordination and build cooperation between state and non-state actors, the Indonesian government will hold regional conference on humanitarian assistance, where representatives from the government and non-government humanitarian actors in the region will be able to discuss what are the challenges faced in delivering the effective humanitarian assistance and come up with the doable and practical solutions. This regional conference is also aims to build a better network between humanitarian actors in the region. Thank you.